Welcome back to another episode of Folks and Fables. Last time, our slooper sleuths realized that, obviously, there is a red herring at the party. However, now they need to enter the servants' quarters. What will be waiting for them there? Could it be a helpful chef? Could it be a magical door? Or something that truly does not belong in the servants' quarters. Without further ado, let's get to the show!
So last we left off, you folks were about to head towards the servants' quarters after having your really awkward confrontation with Silas and Penelope, where they basically explained to you that all of your assumptions about the entirety of what's going on were all wrong. And yeah, and you're about to head over to the servants' quarters.
Weeby?
That's basically it. Was...
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just, we probably start just walking over and let me just get the name of the guy I karate chopped.
Oh, I forgot about
Timothy.
Timothy.
We're going to check on Timothy.
Okay. All right. So yeah, so I assume you folks are heading over to the servants' quarters then?
Yeah. And just I'm trying to avoid all the people that are saying like people seem to be into me. It's annoying. And I'm avoiding that.
You're just very interesting. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not that interesting.
So actually, as you're heading towards the servants' quarters, you notice that Francesco is actually standing just kind of aloof outside of the servants' quarters. I'm not sure which, I don't remember which of you specifically talked to Francesco, but yeah, he's just kind of standing there awkwardly.
Francesco.
Can you remind us who that is?
Francesco was the debonair Spanish aristocrat who you met in the garden earlier during the appetizers and drinks.
That had to have been Pieron, because JJ encountered Reginald.
Yeah, I encountered Reginald and Quasher.
I only met Reynolds and Cisco. I know of no Francesco.
Is Cisco short for Francesco?
Yes. Yeah, he did meet Francesco. He goes by Cisco. He is the husband of the...
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, what is the title again?
Cisco is Marquis of Crangrab, the Boreal province.
Yes. Yeah, he's...
And he gets me a little bit tipsy. Crangrab.
Yeah, he's a master swordsman and husband to the leader of the province.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, he's just standing kind of aloof outside. You notice that the party is drifting more and more towards, like, the center of the hall, and the servants' quarter seems to be pretty busy, all things considered. Like, people are running in with drinks and food and, you know, the occasional bandages and dresses and all that fun stuff. But yeah, Francesco seems to be the only person who was invited to the party hanging out there.
Does he seem off? Can I observe his demeanor?
I mean, you could roll insight?
We'll roll insight. I critically failed.
He seems like he... You know what? He looks real good. He looks like a good-looking dude.
All right, great. So he doesn't need our help. Let's just head to where we're going.
What you get out of insight is actually that you just see him. He's pretty.
Yeah. That's one pretty dude.
All right. Well, I'm gonna leave the pretty dude alone then, and we're just gonna go back along our way on our mission.
Okay.
To meet Timothy. Timothy is priority. A perfectly good-looking dude is not. It's not a priority.
I'd agree with that. And so I think we're gonna head to the servants' quarters. And what, as we're walking there, say, okay, what are we gonna do about this walls having eyes thing? Like, what do you? I don't see any eyes on walls. I'm not that stupid, and I do assume that it was a metaphor. But how are we gonna avoid the eyes, metaphorical wall eyes? What's our plan for that?
Well, it seems as though everyone is perceiving the events that is happening all the way over there. So I think that this provides us an opportunity to sort of slip by unnoticed, so long as we kind of work our way more casually, maybe with a little bit of purpose, and maybe not catch the attention of someone like that fellow over there. And yeah. I point at Cisco.
Pointing's not very polite. And also a great way to get attention. I think every head would turn, see the dude just pointing out some sort of dude.
Sorry, I nod at Cisco. That would have been a... Yeah.
Yeah, can you roll sleight of hand on that one?
Yeah, I would have done my nose like that, but yeah.
Mm-mm, no, you specifically said you pointed.
Yeah, I know, because as soon as you think about the intentionality of doing it outside of your character, pointing is the most obvious thing to do.
Pointing at and pointing out are two different things.
Yes, you are 100% correct. I will do my sleight of hand. I earned this. That is a 17.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you very deftly and just kind of like do the head nod of like, maybe we should avoid people like that. The head tilt.
You kind of like point with your nose a little bit.
Like the bro nod when two dudes pass each other and it's just kind of like the single head tilt recognition.
Shh, Benjamin, we can't tell everybody outside of the council about this. Okay.
All right. So shall we just slip in then to the servants' quarters? Just, hey, looking for Timothy. He wasn't looking so well.
So before you even get to do anything, as you kind of walk up to the servants' quarters, there's like this stout-looking human man kind of standing there in this like super nice red velvet like suit with like a nice black bow tie on. And he goes, excuse me, sirs. I do believe you'd be more comfortable in the salon. We have drinks and food over there if you would prefer. But unfortunately, as the sign would say, the servants' quarters... Servants' quarters are for the servants.
I do understand that is the situation here. However, my good friend here, and I point at, or I gesture graciously to Pieron, comes from a very far away land, and he does not speak much of the language, so I'm here to talk on his behalf.
Hello.
Yes. Now, Pieron here is the one who... caught poor Timothy, and as such, it is the custom of his people that he must check on Timothy as only is acceptable to his people. So we need to go check on Timothy to make sure that he is okay. To respect our gracious foreign consulate's cultural practices.
Hello.
Can you please roll persuasion for me? Because that is... Actually, no, deception. I want deception.
Yeah.
That is a load of garbage.
That is the biggest load of garbage.
That is a crit, baby! 27!
So, this man looks at you and goes, all right. So here's the thing I can do for you. Unfortunately, sirs, I still can't let you in. However, once Timothy is up and about again doing his job, I will have him escorted to the salon and apologize for this rude and unseemly behavior that he has caused upon you all. No.
Wait.
I deeply apologize. This is all my staff's fault. They will be reprimanded and the due punishment will be received.
Wait, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Timothy didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, no. You don't have to apologize on behalf of him.
No. Listen. We are not apologizing on Timothy's behalf. However, What we are doing is we are trying to negotiate and appease the wishes of a foreign consulate. That is the representation of a foreign power here. Now, I'm sure that that does not seem so important to someone of your ranks. However, I'm sure that whoever is paying you for this evening would love to know that you are the one who snubbed this great consulate's cultural identity.
I go behind JJ as he's saying that, and I go, you wouldn't want to be the one to have to come to the salon and apologize after this, would you?
I'd like you to roll intimidation, please.
Intimidation, okay. I rolled an 18 for intimidation.
Okay, he goes, sirs, I do hope you know you are putting me in a very, very particular situation. Perhaps if I got my manager out here, he would be able to explain the reason that I,
What if you just let us in?
Excuse me, good sir. We would love to speak to your manager because he will be explaining, not to us, but rather to you, your pink slip.
It would just be so much easier if you just let us in. We just want to make sure Timothy is not dying and say, sorry that we found you hurt, and check on Timothy, and then we'll be gone. Nothing, this isn't a big thing. That's it, please. Just, what if you just like let us in? Then we wouldn't have to get into this big kerfuffle.
The last
I appreciate
time,
you calling me sir, though I think technically not sir, but whatever. I'm
sir
not strictly against that.
Sir is a title of endearment, not a title of gender, excuse me.
That's not what I heard from when people were being introduced, but it's okay.
You know what? Please, do us the favor of getting your manager. I am sure that they will be able to work all of this out, and they will get you to understand the temperaments of your betters.
He kind of looks at you and gives you like this sheepish look, and then scurries off going, okay, I will go get the manager. Wait right here. And he kind of scurries off into the servants' quarters.
Okay, we're going in, right?
Before you can go in, Cisco comes over.
Oh no!
And goes, I see you are going to get the beer, eh? This is also my plan.
The beer? Yeah.
Yes.
We're getting the beer. I love beer. Totally.
Listen, I have a proposition for you.
Yes, proposition.
You're going into the servants' quarters. Now, we could make this a big deal. As you know, the etiquette provides you should not be in the servants' quarters, as that is not fair. You are allowed to be, but we're not going to talk about
speed.
That.
We have to get in before manager comes back. Speed up.
Okay, my lord. My lord, is it you want beer? Is that what you want?
Not precisely. As you can see, there is plenty of drink around here. However, I've heard rumors that there is a magical bottle of the purest vodka that has ever graced any table on the royal household. You will bring this to me.
Or...
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're trying to blackmail us with a lot of effort here, I might add.
What's the or?
For fermented potato water.
I do not think you understand how delicious and amazing this will make.
Wait. I just want to know, like, what the or to the we don't get you this is...
Or the manager actually comes back and explains to you that if you sneak in there, you will be kicked out of the party.
Very likely. Okay, I think I am interested by... hold on, I think I'm interested by your terms. However, I would like to add one more stipulation.
I do not believe you are in a position to argue, but or to demand things, but I will listen.
Well, then I thank you quite humbly for the opportunity. The one stipulation that I might add at your request, or rather at your leisure... is to share a drink with us of that bottle.
Oh, this is not for drinking. Oh, no. This is not for drinking here. I will consider this. All right.
A drink nonetheless then, after it's done.
However, you're going to need help getting in there, I see, because apparently you have no idea what the rules of this party are, because I knew this because you were not invited.
We were invited, actually. In fact, fully invited.
Absolutely. But you do not know, you are not invited in the way that you should be invited, yes?
I was introduced. That means I was invited.
Oh, yes, I know. You did very, very well on the curtsy.
I didn't curtsy.
He's making fun of you.
Oh.
Yes, no. This I will help with. Because you will get me this vodka.
Or?
We've been over this.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. And? Yes. And?
Oh, and we will share, possibly, at my estate.
Okay, you said you were going to help us, though. I'm a little confused.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry. And Francesco kind of walks away. And before you guys, you're like really confused. You're like, what the hell does he mean he's going to help? And all of a sudden he goes, oh no, I am fainting. And literally falls from the top balcony onto the main floor. And like crowds of people kind of rush over to be like, oh my God, is this guy okay? What is going on? He does this super dramatically, by the way. Like absolutely someone who is faking this. Like, oh my God, I'm fainting.
Oh no, Francesco. Well, now we have to help him.
No, that was a fake.
Oh, okay. I got it. Masterfully performed. So we should go in though then, right?
Yeah.
That cool. That would be
so
best.
As the servants start to kind of skitter around you, you manage to actually roll stealth for me, please.
Okay, so actually what I was going to do is before we enter, I was going to cast Pass Without Trace on all of us.
Yes.
And so now we have sick. Now we have plus 10 to stealth tracks. Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you inspiration for that.
Sure. Okay. I cool.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. So
inspired. Okay. So inspired. Just add 10 to whatever we
roll.
Yeah. You add 10,
so
and we don't.
I got a 34.
My goodness gracious! I got a 15.
And I got a. I got a crit.
Seriously? Crit is still less stealthy than me.
Okay, so here's the thing.
This is my 34.
Piron, you managed to sneak in perfectly fine. Totally not a problem. Zero issues. Astraea.
Sick.
You sneak in so deftly that Piron does not actually notice you when you appear behind him.
Hello.
JJ. You're sneaking in. And you managed to get in without anyone noticing. However, on the way in, you accidentally bump into a sculpture and knock it over, shattering it. And while nobody notices who did this, that is the next thing people are going to check out once Francesco is up.
Yeah, we have a timer.
I didn't crit fail. What? Like,
yeah, but you got a
okay,
five.
Okay, fine.
Like, you
whatever,
got a 15,
whatever.
You got a five. So we should go, right?
We should keep moving. Pick up the pace, JJ. And take it easy.
JJ just glares at Piron.
So as you all enter the servants' quarters, you see at first what looks like just like a normal kitchen. You see boilers with pots and pans and you know, chopped vegetables and alcohol lining the walls and barrels of what looks to be food and drink lining the floors. There's a door to the left of you, and there are two doors in front of you. And there is a chef just kind of chopping away. It is a half orc wearing a big white fluffy chef's hat and a big chef's coat, and he just seems to be like chopping away.
Is this a gourmet from Skyrim?
Well, we probably don't need to. Why are we interacting with
well wait, because also where is the flavor on the casting of Pass Without Trace? Give us the shebang. How'd it go down?
Oh, okay, I can tell you how
Sailor
it went down
Moon style.
No, what it really was is that my flower opens, and normally when my flower opens, light comes out from it, but a little shadowy orb comes out from it, and then when it hits the ground, it like fades away, like there's not actually a shadowy orb, but it's like we're surrounded by a fake shadow, or by like a illusory shadowy orb that's not actually there, but it looked like it was there.
Cool.
Okay, that's sick. I love that.
So we should sneak past the chef, right?
Yeah.
Over here. Do you see any, what is it, vodka around here?
Wait, also, aren't we supposed to meet someone? Also, isn't our stuff supposed to be here?
The vodka would probably be with, you know, the rest of the booze in like a cellar. So maybe down some stairs. But the servants' quarters are the first priority.
Okay. Which are which way?
That is a good question.
As I've described, there are two doors directly in front of you, and there's one door on the left. Like, the kitchen is off to the right of you. You can see, like, that's where the chef is kind of lined up, doing his thing. He does not seem to have taken notice of you at all. Like,
yeah, we're not.
Not even a little bit.
Perfect.
Left or right door?
I say left.
There's no right door. Right door is you walk into the to the chef.
Oh, I understand. There's a door on the
There's a door to the left of you, and there are two doors in front of you.
Yep. Okay, we're gonna just. I'll lead the pack. We're gonna head through the door on the left.
Is there a like a keyhole at the door to the left of us?
So you walk up to the door, and there is a keyhole underneath the door, much like most doors have.
Yeah. Okay. Can I peer through the keyhole?
Oh, that is not what I was expecting you to do. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Roll perception.
Can I do investigation? That makes more sense, right?
Wait, no, you're looking through a goddamn keyhole.
Okay. Actually, they're like the same, I think, so. Perception, 14.
Okay, so you look through this keyhole, and on the other side of this, you kind of see like a longish hallway with rooms off to the right and left. No doors, but there are definitely doorways. And at the end of the hall, you see that probably about 50 yards down, it takes a turn to the right.
Okay. So if I were a smart person, would I say that that's probably more likely the way to the servants' quarters, or probably more the way to like food storage, like pantries and cellars?
You could not tell. You just know that it is a doorway with rooms on either side that veers off to the right.
Okay. So I will, I guess, go over to the doors in front of us then and see if I can peer through that keyhole if they have
one. Can you roll a stealth check for me?
I most certainly can, yes.
How long does Pass Without Trace last, by the way?
It's a concentration spell, but an hour.
Okay. And is there anything that would cause it to no longer work?
Yeah, if I break concentration.
Okay. What did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
Okay. So yeah, you managed to make it past, and like, you, honestly, you rattle some pots on your way there, but the chef just kind of keeps chopping away at his carrots. Like, nothing's changed.
Yeah, so keyhole?
Yeah, there's another keyhole.
Can I look through keyhole?
I would like another perception roll then.
Oh my goodness, we are just rolling and rolling. 16 this time.
Okay, so yeah, you look behind, and this is definitely where all of the food is clearly being stored. Like, you can see, like, there's mounds of food in this pantry. Garlic, watermelons, potatoes, bread, cakes, pies, all of that. There's meats being cured on one of the back walls. You see barrels of, you don't know what's in them, but like stacked to the ceiling on the left.
Okay.
Yeah, this is clearly a pantry.
Okay, so I will look at my compatriots who are probably still by the door that we just came through, meet their eyes and just point at the door to their left, and just kind of point and go like, you know, just make a little two fingers walking kind of motion. Just,
you know,
point,
you know, there's a third walk, door point, in this walk. Room. There were two.
Sorry,
doors
there's a third door.
Yeah, there's two in front of us and one to the left.
Motherfucker.
Listen, you can choose to ignore it. That is something you're allowed to do.
I'll go peer through the third door.
Can you roll stealth for me, please?
Yeah, I can. This is a 20. 30.
Yeah, you managed to just kind of go through the room. Not a problem at all. Like, you seem super stealthy. In fact, Piron, how impressed are you with how stealthy Astraea is being compared to her normal stealthiness?
Piron's... You know what? I don't actually think he thinks she's like... not stealthy.
Oh, really?
He like she doesn't have the technique he's learned, but like even JJ knows how to sneak through a room.
Yeah. So I go to the keyhole and I look through the keyhole to see if there's anything behind it. I go to the door and I look through the keyhole.
You look through the keyhole. Can you roll perception for me?
Of course I can. It's a 7.
It is pitch black.
It's real dark behind that door. I think we should go behind that door.
I would like to check out the remaining room. Or did we check
them? We did them all. Yeah, there's three.
That is the remaining room.
Oh, okay. We got them all.
So you have the room to the left, which is the hallway. You have the first room in front of you that looks to be leading into the pantry. And then you have the third room, which is to the right of the second room, but still directly in front of you. That is pitch black when you look through it, despite Astraea's dark vision.
I'm pro that one, but for no reason. I think we should do the hallway though. That's probably the more smart one.
Yeah, I think the hallway is probably the most likely.
Okay, let's go to the hallway then.
I kind of want to check out the other room.
What other room? Which one?
The dark one.
But the eyes have walls. Sorry, the walls have
eyes. No, the eyes have walls.
The eyes have
now
walls.
It's permanent.
Yeah, the eyes have walls. Okay, so I'm going to test the handle of... I'm going to see if any of them are locked, basically. I'm going to start with probably the one that Estrella just checked out.
Okay. The one that you jiggle the handle and it seems perfectly unlocked.
Okay. And then probably the other one is the same?
You go over to it, you jiggle the handle on this one on the same wall, the one leading into the pantry, and that is also seems to be unlocked.
The one leading into the pantry?
Yeah.
I meant the one like to I guess Pieron's left now.
Okay. So you walk over to that one as well, and you jiggle the handle, and that also seems to be unlocked.
So all the doors are unlocked?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is taking us way too much time. Joey, which one do you want us to go through?
I want you to go through whichever one you want to choose.
We're going through the hallway. I picked the hallway.
Going through the hallway?
You want the dark one?
Fine. I'm gonna just check out the dark room.
Okay, fine. We'll do the dark room. Okay. If Pieron takes initiative...
Pieron, you open that door.
Very sneakily. He's still
roll
being sneaky.
Sleight of hand. Oh, no. So you go to open this door, and you're being super sneaky, super sneaky, super sneaky. And as you open it, you kind of see it's a broom cupboard. And there's just like, you know, brooms and maybe like a couple of dustpans, stuff like that. And you open it and you go, hey, guys, it's just a broom cupboard. And all of a sudden the chef goes, huh? What are you doing here? Who are you? Why are you
sneaking
around?
Okay, right before that happens, I cast Disguise Self.
I throw my knife at him.
Hold on. One at a time.
Before the chef can speak, I throw my knife at him.
Wait, hold on, where are your knives?
I snuck two knives in, which I don't think Estrella took back her knife. So I have two on me. I'm throwing a knife at the chef. I plan to hit him with the not sharp end, but I'm hoping to knock him the fuck out. Because he's like in the room, right?
Oh my god, okay. Hold on. Estrella spoke first.
Yeah.
Estrella, what are you doing?
I was going to cast Disguise Self on myself. I get that once through my Legacy of Malboglidge or whatever the fuck it's called. So I can use that once a day. It's not a concentration spell, so I can keep up the other one up. I was just going to make myself look like a chef.
Okay. You do that. Dunk, what is JJ doing?
As soon as Pieron, like, took... Okay, JJ is a performer. JJ is a singer himself. He knows the different movements of the mouth for different pitches and sounds. As soon as he sees that call expression, he's fucking slipping through. Like, right through.
Before we retcon how that handles, I would like you to roll a stealth check.
Yeah, fucking go for it. Yeah, let's do it. Well, oh yeah, actually, that's a fucking okay, 30, now buddy.
Now describe to me how you're going through.
Literally, as soon as it happens, I just checked the door handle. Okay. So my hand's still on the doorknob. I just like creak it, and I do it as just deftly and just as little room to open
Which
it as I need to go
are
through.
Are you doing it?
Sorry?
Which way are you doing it?
Well,
like pulling the door?
Are you pulling are you pushing the door?
Well, are the hinges on my side, or do I not see hinges?
I'm going to be honest. There is no way that if you immediately are trying to slip through this door that you can take notice of the hinges.
I do that with every fucking door I see. Are you kidding me? That's so much better than fucking pulling.
What is your passive perception?
Well, 13.
Yeah.
But my intelligence is better.
Dunk, you can argue this, or you can just tell me, are you pushing or pulling?
What did JJ do? Not what did JJ. What did Pieron do?
Well,
because I would have just done the same.
What would Jesus do?
Pieron pulled the door. Okay, we'll retcon that in a second. Pieron, what are you doing?
I am eating a knife at the chef. I'm hoping to hit him with the blunt end of the knife and knock him out.
Why is your thing always hit people?
Why is your solution always violence?
I have one thing, okay? I'm throwing a knife at him. Are we good with this?
Well, we're not good with it, but it's happening.
Do we have any issues that matter?
Roll to hit. You know what? No. No. You know what? I'm going to make this a skill check. Hold on. I'm going to make this a skill check. I'm going to make this a skill check. I'm going to make this a skill check before
Why? It's an attack.
It's not.
Roll.
It's an attack and AC. Like, you don't need to make
I'm
it a skill freaking check.
Whacking him with.
Okay, roll to hit. Hold on, I have to come up with an AC for this guy. Hold on.
18.
Okay, so here's how this goes. The chef looks up after you scream out that it's just a broom closet. He goes, huh? Who are you?
I think, like, as he looks over, he like, turns his head, and before he can even, he sees a chef, and then where he would see Piron, he just sees a large knife-shaped object collide with his face.
Yes. And the blunt end hits him. And he kind of hits him in the back of the head. And then he goes back and goes,
okay, I'm going to run up and punch him in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, no.
JJ is booking it down this hallway.
I say, excuse me. Sorry, sir. That was me. I opened the broom closet and the broom fell.
And a knife flew at me? I don't keep knives in the broom closet.
You know what? It's actually funnier is Piron threw the knife and then, like, yeeted around a corner, so he was out of sight.
And so I took my chef knife and tried to hit the broom to not hit you, but I in fact hit you with the knife instead of the broom.
Okay, roll deception.
Yeah, okay.
Disadvantage.
Can I use my inspiration die?
You absolutely can.
How does inspiration work?
DM inspiration is advantage. So it would cancel itself out. So it's just a regular roll.
So I'm just canceling out it. Okay. So we're gonna pray to the D&D gods.
Jesus.
I have a +1 in deception. That's a 9. It's not great.
He looks at you and goes, that's total bullshit. Can you now explain to me why you threw a knife at me?
I think I'm gonna try and knock him out with the second knife.
What happened to running up and punching him? I don't like what.
Why are you like this?
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I just run up and punch him. I'm going to just run up and punch
repeating
him.
Repeating
it. Okay. Roll to hit.
Natural 20.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's like
I would like to clarify non-lethally.
So he's like about to grill Astraea because he thinks that Astraea has now thrown this knife at him.
And then out of nowhere, this dude starts sprinting at him, like, get out, you know, like, just decks, like, Superman punches him.
May I offer a suggestion for the flavor of that?
Of course.
It's you're just focused so much on the speed, you just full headbutt right into his nose, knocking
him
out.
Yeah, just, like, goes to hit him, kind of slips the footing, and just slams his face into the chef. Like, forehead to nose, knockout strike.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I'll roll damage if I have to.
Nope, it's fine. He's just unconscious now. You have bludgeoned now, this man to blacking
I
out.
I admit, knocking people out is not the best solution to things. However,
it's worked twice.
Neither of you had a better one. So well, Piron sets the chef's nose back, you know, puts something in his...
Roll medicine.
11.
So what you actually think is setting his nose back, you actually slightly take it out of position the other way.
Yeah, it's fine. Adds character. I stuff some stuff up his nose to, like, you know, stop the bleeding. I make sure his mouth airway is still good. And then I'm like, all right, Astraea, let's get out of here.
I'm no longer a chef.
No, I prop him up. I prop him up also behind something so no one sees his unconscious body. I stop the blood. I make sure he's breathing, and we move on.
Okay, so now that this is done, we're going to deal with JJ, who is now on the other side of this door. JJ, you're looking around, and you're like, oh my god, I am a man on a mission. Do you bother to look in any of the other rooms, or are you just sprinting to the end of the hall?
I think I'm going to like power walk, like basically walk quickly. I don't want to cause too much noise, right? Obviously. Okay. Because the idiocy behind me. So I'm just quickly walking past and just kind of like checking out the things as I go.
So JJ, you're kind of sprinting and you get to the end of the hall and like you can kind of see passing by, like there seem to be like beds in these rooms, like bunk beds, two on each side, kind of stacked to the ceiling, each with like a little chest in front of them. It seems like these are just like sleeping quarters for most people, for the servants at least. And you get to the end of the hall and there's a big window that's kind of looking down on the garden that you were outside of earlier. And then you go to the right and there's a probably about 10 yards down, these massive double doors in front of you. And I assume at this point that Astraea and Piron have caught up, or have you not left that room? Are you just freaking out over this unconscious chef?
No, I fix him up. I pick up my knife. I prop him up so he won't die, but also somewhere he can't be seen. I don't think this
is... Do you put him in the broom closet? Seconds.
You know what? Yes. I put him in the broom closet.
Okay, so I kind of imagine this is hilarious because he's like really big. So you can get him in there, but it's like 5 minutes of shoving and Astraea going like, no. You got to put his legs in first. That'll get it. And like, you're just trying to like awkwardly like shove him into this closet before you close it. And then there's like a comedic relief of like, you can't close the door. And eventually like Astraea just slams it shut and goes, okay, we're leaving.
Yeah, so well, the time that takes, I will be checking out, is there a keyhole for these double doors? Because I'm doing that from now on.
There is no keyhole for these double doors. There are these two metal rings that seem to be sitting on the front of these double doors.
Can I just open the door?
You go to open the door, and they do not budge.
I compose myself a little bit, just kind of like straighten hair, straighten clothing, everything after being so jostled, put on my sternest, most impatient nobleman look, and I just knock very loudly and maybe a little bit rudely on the door, and then start tapping my foot.
Okay. All right, so meanwhile, while you're waiting for someone to show up, Piron and Astraea, you back yet?
Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, we're back.
I guess so. We would have then made our way.
And you don't want to check out any of the rooms? You're just going to keep going?
I'll check out how many rooms are there?
Three on each side.
I'll check out the second one on the right.
Okay. So you go into the second one on the right, and there's two, once again, same as the all of the other ones you've seen. There's two bunk beds on each side with two chests sitting in the middle, and like a poster of what looks to be like a hand-drawn fighter with his like one leg up on a stone and holding up a sword. These seem like, once again, just sleeping quarters.
Yeah, that's fine then.
So by the time they reach my area, is the door open by then or no?
So you get there, and just as Astraea and Piron arrive, you hear a very, very faint voice on the other side goes, who is it?
Someone who does not like to be kept waiting.
Excuse me, but you're coming from the servants' quarters. Who are
wait,
you?
Wait, why is there best boy goblin man here?
He's not that's the goblin. That's a good question.
That's his voice.
Well, you don't know who's on the other side of the door.
But where I am voice. Coming from does not imbue any sully upon my status. Now, I expect this door to be open in the next 10 seconds.
Please roll intimidation for me.
It's an 8.
If you were really that important, you wouldn't be coming from the servants' quarters.
Or would
please be. Tell me your name, or I'm going to go get Daddy.
Daddy? Oh, yikes. Oh. I just
the
walk in.
The plot thickens. The door is... we can't open the doors. That's the issue. I'm tempted to cast Shatter unless someone else does something.
No. Miss, excuse
Why
me.
Why is your solution to wake up and choose violence, both of you?
Excuse me. So, you are right. We aren't that important, but in fact, you could just be nice and open the door.
Can you roll Persuasion for me?
Yeah. It's a 13.
Dad says I'm not allowed to let anyone in.
Yeah, but we're fun. I have dice. We could play a game.
What game? Tell me the game.
It's called Dice Upon. It's where you roll the dice and whoever gets the higher number has to go get the stick to make the next fire. It's really fun.
Oh, that sounds fun. Okay, but you can't tell Dad I let you in, okay?
I don't know who your dad is, so of course I won't.
Okay, deal. You hear a ka-thunk as like, then the door swings open towards you. And standing in front of you is this like, 10-foot tall troll.
Oh, yikes.
And he goes, all right, let's play a game.
Okay, I have a problem. I look around and I remember that I'm wearing not what I normally wear and in fact do not have dice. And so,
oh,
instead,
do we see our equipment?
So actually,
because our equipment's supposed to be here.
Behind the door is a massive hallway with a red velvet carpet kind of strewn from one end to the other. Doors kind of leading out on both sides of the hall. And in front of you seems to be a very large dining table.
Oh.
But is there our stuff?
No.
No? Doesn't seem like it.
So I scramble around in my dress thing, but it has no pockets. And I go, oh, no. Oh, whoops. Excuse me, Mr. Sir. As you can see, I'm in this preposterous outfit, and they took away my dice. They said no. And so I thought I had it to play the great game of dice upon. But I guess I lose. So that means I need to go get the stick for the fire, and I think it's in that room. Can you let us in, and I'll go get my dice when I get the stick? That'd be great.
You said, you promised. You promised game.
I promised.
Promise game. Play game now.
Oh, well, I mean, if we can't play a game, I know a great deal of many songs and rhymes I could perform for you. I could entertain you, perhaps, if you would like that.
Roll persuasion.
Yeah, let's do it. That's a 21, baby.
What kind of song?
Well, what's kind of song would my lord appreciate?
Want fun song, dancey song.
Dancey song, okay, let's...
Jimbo want dance.
Jimbo, all right, my lord Jimbo, we will have a dance. Okay, so I'm going
to
do...
Dad says I'm not allowed to go dance with everybody else. I want dance song.
I think you should. I think everyone would enjoy it.
All right, well, let's do it. Okay,
Astraea, roll persuasion for me, please.
It's a 5.
Dad says I'm not allowed to leave. He says I'd scare people.
I mean, I don't think you're scary, but acceptable.
Well, we can always dance here. All right, let's have a little jig. And I'm going to pull out probably one of the songs, probably like just like a fun jiggy bar tune, probably something that I probably played like earlier in the evening when I performed for Gregory's Tavern.
Okay. Can you roll performance for me?
I would love to. That is a 22, my darling.
Well, this is...
Okay. Ben, do you want to say something?
Sorry. While this is going on, could I kind of just be checking out all the other rooms?
Okay. So we'll... Yeah, so you go over, and we'll retcon what's going on with this song in a second. But you go over to these three other doors.
I don't think you're using retcon correctly.
Not retcon. You're right. We'll resolve what's going on with the music in a second. But so, Benj, you go over to these doors, and once again, they seem very similar
yes.
to the doors that got you into the servants' quarters. There's two of them kind of in front mm-hmm. of you, and then there's one door leading out at the end of the hallway that's very similar to these double doors again.
So I'm going to check the two not double doors.
Okay. So you go into them. One of them...
The
so the one on the
doors.
Right seems like kind of just like you. What are you doing? You're gonna check out the handle. Are you gonna look through the keyhole like Dunk, or what are we doing?
I think I will creak it open a crack and.
Okay, can you roll sleight of hand for me, please?
Mm-hmm. 22.
Did you like pay off the dice gods today, all three of you?
Because we have all had some very unfortunate rolls.
I naturally failed 10 minutes ago, but sure.
So yeah, you go over and you creak it open and you can kind of see through using your dark vision. It's once again, also just a very long hallway. It seems to go down about 40 yards though, before veering off to the left this time. And once again, there are these like little alcoves that look like door frames on each side, about four each.
Okay, I probably won't proceed. I'll just kind of check out the other door on the other side.
Okay. So you go to the other door, and it's the same thing. It's totally unlocked, and you kind of creak it open, and you peer through, and it seems like the same thing. About 40 yards down, doors on each side. The only difference is instead of peering off to the or veering off to the left, this one veers off to the right.
Hmm. Okay, and now I will peek through the double doors.
I'm not sure these are peeking doors, if you know what I mean. Like, they're massive. Like, they make the double doors that got you in here seeming humongous. Like, they're probably 20 feet tall.
Hmm. Okay. I want to go back and open the pantry.
We'll deal with that in a second, then. But, JJ, with your 22 performance, you have this troll dancing. He's going, yay, I like to dance. I'm dancy dance. I'm the danciest of dancies. And he's jumping up and down. He's making a lot of noise. Yeah, like he is rumbling around.
I am going to strike a little bit of chord into my more like a little bit of discord into my voice, and I am going to the next verse is actually going to contain some basically I want to put a strange melody into it that makes him feel uneasy and maybe a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe a little bit nauseous, and I kind of want to use like a dissonant whispers for that, if that's okay.
Okay.
Like, not necessarily to like outright provoke attack, but maybe to like wound his mind a little bit. But considering he's probably young and dumb, maybe
so
just like
I'm not gonna lie,
spark anxiety. I don't know.
Like, dissonant whispers is not like a hey, I want to make him feel out of it. It's like a hey, I'm gonna start singing, and it's gonna physically hurt you. So, like, you can do it, but it would be attacking him, is what I would say.
Yeah. He's a humanoid, right?
Yeah, he's a humanoid.
I could
feel like you're going pretty extreme there. Start with just stop singing.
It's a fucking troll!
Excuse me, Mr. Throw Knife at Chef?
Yeah, first of all, at least I'm not trying to outright murder a child. Secondly...
Okay, you can't critique me. You can't. First, I did not murder any children.
No, you just almost murdered a blue-collar worker.
I was in control of the situation. He was never at risk of being murdered.
Bullshit!
He was at most at risk of a very bad headache.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I can paralyze here. I can paralyze him here and keep him held for a while you guys search everywhere. And this lasts a minute, so we have a minute to search around. Or I could cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter, which is a minute of distraction as well.
Or we could just like not cast 9 spells, and I just walk in.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's a child who is lonely. We're never getting the fuck out of here because he's also a massive ogre or troll.
I walk in the room while Puron's where JJ's playing music.
Okay, which one? The one on the left or the one on the right?
The one with the big boy room.
The room with Jimbo. Astraea's entering the room with Jimbo.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to sneak past Jimbo. Via the song.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. I'll end the song and then I'll be like, oh, you know what's maybe very fun? I know a smart little boy like you would love some good stories. Would you like to hear a story?
What kind of story?
Well, I know all sorts of stories. I studied great many stories. What would you like to hear? Is there any sort of... Would you like to hear about a dashing hero, a handsome knight, a skilled artisan, a...
Want army story.
Something romantic? You want an army story? Okay, let's do that. And then, yeah, you know what? I'll make a... I guess I'll embellish the details and f*** around with, you know, like something along the lines of, I guess, maybe the colonial empire and the expansion of the capital.
Okay.
I'm trying to sneak through.
Okay. Astraea, roll stealth.
It's a 19.
So, Astraea, you managed to sneak totally by, and especially with the distraction of the music and the stories being told and, like, the music being played, you managed to get to the other side of the room where you meet up with Piron, and you're both like, all right, we're gonna hit the other room running.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so with a 20 deception, you managed to tell a super riveting story, and he goes, not how it happened.
I'm sorry, what do you mean? That's not
how it happened. Don't like the story. Not how it happened. Okay. Elves always win. That's what Dad always says.
Oh, elves always win. I love this little detail. Why don't I tell you a story about elves winning?
No, elves always win. Gonna go get Dad. And you see him start to like, kind of like starting to tear up a little. Mind you, this is like a 10-foot tall, like grotesque troll. This is weird.
Yeah, it's incredibly weird and terrifying. He's heading out. I can't do anything to stop him. I can't say anything to stop him. He seems pretty stubborn.
He's a pretty stubborn boy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm casting hold person.
What is the follow-up to this? Okay, I guess going back to the pantry has now been abandoned.
Yeah, don't we just want him out of the room?
It's saving time. What do you expect? Do you, like, okay, fine. Do you want me to do...
Learn a spell like sleep.
Yeah, I probably should have. Well, I mean, I could do just Tasha's Hideous Laughter. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Tasha's Hideous Laughter. No, I'm not doing a fighting. I'm just going to make him laugh.
Wait, no, we're not fighting him. Why don't we just not...
Uncontrollably, for a minute.
Hold on. You're doing hold person. You said you were doing hold person.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, that would be my first instinct. All right, hold person. There we go. Make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Oh, boy, howdy. Hold on. So you said a whiz?
Yep.
Okay, so he fails miserably. And he is held. Give me the flavor. Tell me how this happens.
I think considering JJ was, like, I guess just singing and music is how he projects his magic, he's just going to be like, stop, wait a minute, and he's going to stop.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have any instruments, so.
I love that. So.
No, I snuck in a flute for you.
That's true. I do have a flute in my vest. Yeah, that is.
Or no, yeah, you snuck in your flute. You didn't really sneak it in. You're just
illegal. I snuck in my flute. I do have a flute.
So as this troll is about to go sulk off, he kind of stands there. He can't move anymore. He goes, wah! And starts bawling.
He actually can't make noise.
Really? Is that how that works?
Paralyzed. Yeah, he can't move. He can't move his,
okay,
anything.
Then he is sitting there. Tears falling out of his eyes.
And then he dies because he can't breathe for 10 minutes.
He can't breathe, yeah.
And how long does this last for?
It can be a minute, so long as I keep my concentration on this.
As long as he doesn't get hit.
Okay, yeah, he's just stuck like that.
Am I knocking out the troll baby?
No, we're running.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Like, adult man, that's one thing, but
aren't
clear
you by
child?
The pantry?
Well, he was gonna go to the pantry, and then he watched you cast a spell and went, well, that just made everything so much worse, and now he figures the pantry is probably a bad direction to go in.
Yeah, okay, so, let's start checking doors.
Alright, yeah, you know the two doors that are there, and then you know the big doors on your left. Where are you going? Because you've got a minute.
So
going through the big doors.
These two are just dark halls, lots of doors on either side. I couldn't check out the big doors, so I don't know what's on the other side.
Big doors.
All right. Okay, so here's the thing. It doesn't make sense for the servants' quarters to be around this child, especially if the child is being hidden, which it seems like this...
Wouldn't he be hidden in the servants' quarters?
Discussion later, direction now.
Well, I mean, then the servants would see him, and that'd be scary. Yeah, so perhaps actually the other door. Oh wait, no, that was just a broom closet. Okay, yeah, let's do big doors.
Big double doors. Okay.
Okay. So you open the big double doors, and in front of you sits this massive chandelier and this round table. But also in front of you are these two armored men holding spears and shields, and they look at you and go,
"Hey, who are you?"
And that's what we're going to call it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey,
who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.